Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The cool kids are here today. It's the Tim Kennedy Band. Tim is an honest-to-God renaissance man, playing with countless groups around town, leading his electropop dance group, Richie Al Dente, plays more electric keys in his trio, Gravity, handles keys, guitar, and vocals in the classic rock band Hot Rod, is a featured player with the Northwest Jazz supergroup Happy Orchestra, and even performing solo in a variety of styles. Please welcome pianist Tim Kennedy and his band. Live on 88.5, it's the Tim Kennedy Band. With Tarek Abazid at the drums, Evan Flory Barnes bass. That's Art Brown on sax and Thomas Marriott trumpet. Great to have you here, Tim. It's a real pleasure to finally get you in our studios.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks, Aid.
Give us a little background about your musical history. You were a kid here in Seattle and then split for New York. And I wonder when you seem like the type of guy who has always been involved in music. Is that the fact or was there a moment?
No, that's a fact from as long as I can remember. My brother, he was a big role model for me, and he was playing piano and drums when I was real young. And I just wanted to do everything he did. So I followed suit. And my dad played me lots of great records that I latched onto and just had a love for music always. So I've been doing it in high school, playing gigs all weekends and playing in the band and running all around town. And it's what I've always done. It's what I know.
Now, I mentioned you spent some time on the East Coast, maybe a dozen years. What was the musical life for Tim Kennedy like out there?
Well, it was a fruitful period and an educational period and a ton of fun. It was hundreds and thousands of wonderful musicians and artists and people living out there. And for me, I was there, you know, in the late, middle 90s and stuff, so I was able to hang with a lot of the true masters of the music. People have since moved on, and that has been a big influence in my life that carries on every time I try to play music or approach music in any way. So I'm honored for that opportunity. And I had a chance to play with a lot of people who are now the masters and, you know, the music now. And I learned from all of them, too. So, like I said, plus a ton of fun and develop relationships that I still carry to this day, for sure. So
I'm excited to see you here playing our just recently tuned piano earlier this morning.
Yeah, sounds great.
But you also play a lot of electric keyboards, and I wonder when you started to fall in love with electronics and things like that.
I'd say I was mainly a pianist through college. I just hadn't been exposed to too many keyboards, but then right after that I got real into production, making beats and recording music and stuff like that, and that's when looking for more sounds, more of a palette, more things, you know, and that just led me to find investigating new names of the keyboards that Stevie Wonder used or Bernie Worrell used, and then, oh, I want that one, you know, and not even knowing what I was getting into. And things were a little cheaper back then, too, so I could get my hands on a bunch of stuff. So, which I still have and carry with me, you know, and moved all around this country with me. So,
now I recently saw a video. I think you just recorded last summer of just a little clip on YouTube of you playing "Daydream" on the acoustic piano, just solo. It's lovely, and I wonder if you're finding yourself returning to the acoustic piano and older tunes and melodies and things like that.
Well, you know, I've always tried to find a balance between, you know, and tried to find a balance of all the kinds of music, playing acoustic, you know, a few days a week, and electric, whatever kind of falls in. So it's never been like I moved away from one or the other. I might not practice the acoustic piano quite as much as I used to, you know, that's a little spread out. So, but a lot of the keyboards I play are vintage keyboards, and they're acoustic instruments unto themselves, you know.
Right.
And so the line, it's not, they're not too far away from each other to me, you know, and a lot of times people don't even have pianos, so we're forced into playing electric things to me. And for a long time, a vintage keyboard sounded a lot better than a digital keyboard, even though it was breaking my back.
Tim Kennedy Band live in the studios on 88.5 KNKX. Tim, what's the next song you've got for us?
It's a composition entitled Lost in a Dream.
Tim Kennedy Band live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Outstanding. The Tim Kennedy Band, live on 88.5 KNKX in the studios. Tim at the piano with Thomas Marriott and Art Brown, trumpet and sax, and that's Evan Flory Barnes and Tariq Abazid at the bass and drums. Any upcoming recordings we should know about, Tim, from any of your groups?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. My band Richie Al Dente just released an album that features the great vocalist Jimmy Harrod on it, and that's entitled Love Still the Thing, and you could find that on richiealdente.bandcamp.com. My band Hot Rod is just releasing a new album now, and we just put some tracks up on hotrod.bandcamp.com. And I'll be recording this group here in this coming year, and I'm working on a top secret duo record with a close ally of mine, which you all would be interested to hear at some point. It's going to be a great record. And that's kind of my... And I got a couple other records in the works for this year. And you could find some stuff at timkennedy.bandcamp.com and a wide variety of music that, you know, and look out for new stuff. So definitely.
I'm always interested in musicians, especially jazz musicians that play in a lot of different styles. As I wonder if those different styles, if the disco stylings of Richie Al Dente ever leak into what you're doing on the jazz side or vice versa.
Well, it actually all just works together. You know, the melodies in Richie, you know, kind of stem from the jazz and the rhythms stem from some hip hop. And I love the melodies that come across in like hip hop beats, you know, often. And those inspire the melodies I try to play in jazz. So I've always tried to work within all the musics just to try to give a fresh approach. And also to keep it interesting. And because that's kind of what you need to do in this day and age to stay busy and make money, you know. There's a lot of people and I want to reach a lot of people, you know, and a lot of people have different varieties of taste. So try to put it all across, you know, in a different format, but hopefully it all comes across in all of them, you know, what I'm going for. So
myself. Now you're a singer too. You're no Jimmy Harrod, but you're a fantastic and fearless singer. And I wonder if you've always been a singer, if you encourage other people to sing. I am a big fan of people singing, whether or not they feel like they've got great voices. What do you think?
I agree with that. I feel like everybody should sing. I feel like all instrumentalists should definitely sing to help get that, learn how to project and carry a melody, you know. I'm a songwriter, and that's what I actually consider myself first and foremost. And so I needed avenues to sing my songs. So, you know, I used to have other people sing them, and then I sang with my vocoder and Richie, and now I sing them without my vocoder. So I just like all styles of singing, and, you know, I play in a church and gospel, and I get to hear them sing every week, and that's a thrill. And everyone should definitely try, even if it's just in the shower. It's good to carry a tune, you know.
It's good to sing.
Yeah.
Now, you're working with a great group here. Your other outfits are also filled with fantastic musicians. It seems like a really great time to be a musician in Seattle right now.
I would agree with that, you know. At least I can't speak for everybody, but for myself, I stay very busy all the time performing to great crowds of people, interested people who are excited to see something new, people from out of town who come here to hear something and are excited about that. So I think it's a pretty thriving time. For myself, I found a lot of happiness being able to do a huge diversity of things here, you know, and it was accepted and it was encouraged and that kind of thing. So that was, I think all the guys probably feel that way, you know. Maybe when I've lived other places, there was, you know, in New York, there was 100,000 people who played better gospel piano than me, and, you know, and like, you know, 400,000 better piano players than me. So it is a smaller pool, but also I'm just able to do a whole variety of things because of that. So, but it's growing, more and more musicians are moving here, the audiences are great. And I encourage everybody who's listening, if you enjoy music, to get out there and see and hear and check out some of the exciting artists that are performing every night around your city. Because it's a unique opportunity you have in this day and age.
We got time for one more song, Tim. What would you like to finish with?
This song's entitled With No Apology.
No Apology. Sorry, not sorry. Live on 88.5. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.